Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. With like 3 seconds left over.
Wow.
It's rocking. All right. Hey, so I don't know if you saw the Facebook post we did with that was a concrete floor, and they cut grooves in it and then made it look like wood.
Yeah.
And they did a wood graining thing and made it, and then epoxy coated the whole thing.
Cool.
Is that something you is that something you guys have seen or have done before? Is that just something somebody came up with?
Yeah, I think it's somebody that's just got a lot of time on their hands.
I mean you, if you look at it,
we call them artists and very creative.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly can be done. I mean, it's a very cool idea, but, you know, to saw cut a concrete floor into a plank look, you know, make it dimensional and mm-hmm. and all that, and then, you know, and then have to come in and literally draw in all of the grain. The epoxy part, that's the easy stuff. I mean, yeah, that's just a coating, right?
Right.
Yeah. But all of the prep is that's unbelievable.
And they did like two coats of regular epoxy after they'd gotten it all painted and stuff.
Right.
And then they put a flat epoxy coating over it. So then it all of a sudden really looked like wood because it wasn't really shiny.
Yeah.
It was really a cool thing.
It sounds awesome.
So now we have something to challenge you guys with.
Hey, there you go.
So here's what we're going to do, Aaron. We're going to go out and sell it, and then we're going to let Igor figure out how to get it done. How's that?
Sure, give me the easy part, right? Yeah.
I'll describe it to him.
Right. And we'll say, here's what we need to do. Igor, right. Figure it out and get it done.
But don't worry, I charged enough.
Don't you guys have artisans on staff?
What we've done really some very, very cool things, and we've done, you know, we've made it look like stone. We've made it look like, you know, all kinds of different things, but never planks, never wood planks. I mean, that's a very, very cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we couldn't do it, honestly. I mean, it's, you know, it would take a lot of setup to, you know, to get, you know, the concrete cut correctly and all of that. But I mean, theoretically, yeah, I mean, it's completely doable.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Okay.
I like that idea.
So there's our challenge, Aaron. Next basement I'm going to sell it.
And you're going to sell a concrete basement to make it saw cut and look like wood.
Yes.
With an epoxy coating.
Right. You know, you can put an engineered wood floor down there. It'll be much easier. You can even put wood look tile down there. It'll be much easier.
Is it going to be as durable as the epoxy flooring, though?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
The tile will.
It's concrete floor, obviously, but if you drop, like anything, if you drop something on it, you can still chip the concrete. So you chip the finish.
Yeah. Right. If you're saw cutting it, you're making it a little bit brittle on those edges. So.
That's called control joints. Might have 2,000 control joints in the floor, but it's going to crack.
Yeah, but like, loops. Like a baked porcelain tile. That's a wood look tile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are unbelievably durable. You know, with that baked finish that they put on it. We've got a variety of different products that we carry. And I mean, once that goes down, I mean, unless you're dropping bowling balls, I mean, you're not going to be able to damage that thing.
Right.
I mean, it's really that good.
And what size are you using now, Rich? Because I saw somebody walking around with a 4-foot by 18-inch piece that was painted like it was all a wood finish.
Well, we have a porcelain we're using. It's 1/4-inch thick, but it's 5-foot by 10-foot.
Wow.
And the setting, equipment, yeah, we can lay a foyer in 2 pieces. But yeah, I mean, the setting equipment's like 10 grand. It's really crazy how they do this. But yeah, a lot of the wood plank stuff, it's so popular right now. And yes, you can get up to 36 by 48.
Yeah.
It'll look so could you do that in a basement then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only concern I would have with such a large format, Rich, and I don't know if you guys come across this, is you have to have an absolutely perfect concrete subfloor or subfloor in general, right?
Right.
Because when you're spanning across 3, 4, 5, 10 feet, whatever it is, you know, you can't have any undulations. It's got to be perfect, because if you have any voids in there, that's where the tendency to crack will come from. So, you know, the basic rule of thumb is, you know, you go as small a format as you can handle, obviously. But, you know, that is a lot more forgiving than a large format tile, and you have to then do all this prep to the concrete.
Right. And
well, your pattern matters a lot. You know what I mean? If you're doing a third lap, like with a long wood tile, you know, the tile I laid in my own house is 12 inches wide, 48 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a half lap instead of the third lap. Well, a half lap is a lot harder to do because it gives you less room for leveling. but it looks nice. But anything over 18 by 18, we always mud set. But, you know, again, in new construction, it's a lot easier. I mean, we do all concrete floors, but we always depress the slab to make up for that mud set.
Right, right, right.
So we don't have to get crazy. Well, if you're doing a remodel or something like that, you may not be able to do a mud set. But the mud set makes laying a large format easy.
Yeah, it's almost a requirement at that point. I don't think you could get away with doing it any other way.
So you're going to pour a floor leveler almost
and then
to be able to do it.
Yeah.
See, now look at all this work we're doing just to set this tile. Why not just paint the floor like in a...
Ron just loves that, that epoxy.
Ron's going to get out with his chainsaw and just start ripping up that concrete, making it look like what maybe would.
Right. Okay.
So, Aaron, fix this.
Yeah.
So now we can do my garage floor in that wood plank look.
Yeah.
Sure. See? Because you wouldn't want to set tile in your garage.
Absolutely. Just remember, as long as I charge enough, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
You can do anything as long as I can write the check.
As long as you charge enough to do it twice, you're okay.
There you go.
Excellent.
Does that include re-pouring the concrete after we cut it wrong?
No, because that's character.
Oh, there you go.
See, any mishaps?
Those are knots. Yeah. I got it, knots.
That would be a mishap. You know.
There you go.
Right.
That's good.
Perfect.
So then, if we were using a laminated floor or something like that, is that going to hold up in a basement to the moisture?
I'm not really a fan of laminated floors anywhere where there's moisture, because basically the interior of that, or the core of it, is it's MDF, and it just turns into a sponge if it gets wet.
Okay.
So if you have a 100% dry basement and you want to put a laminate down, that's fine. But any chance of water, even if you have a bathroom down there and the toilet overflows,
No.
Then that you can
because
have
Robbie
issues.
Was over?
Right, exactly. And they didn't,
hey! I don't do that.
So you have to keep the tea kettle in the bathroom. So it doesn't
right, there you go. So
a hot tea kettle she's walking around with. Hey, wait, where are you going with that?
Continue.
The look on her face, I mean, I can't describe it on the radio.
It's priceless, isn't it? The problem is, Rich and I know how to get it out of her every time.
I just see that love.
Uh-huh.
All that love right there.
She doesn't even have to say anything. Just look at her.
Oh, yeah. So then, like a vinyl option would be good.
You can use a vinyl option. You can, you can use a wood option that is a click in possibly, so you can unclick portion of it. But the problem is with laminates is they come and go quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you put in a laminate in a year or two, if you have a small period of damage, that laminate may not be around anymore. So now you're replacing the whole floor, where wood you can typically, it's...
Or epoxy, you can just retouch up that area.
There you go, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to keep pushing it.
Ron, you let me know when you got that job.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I have a client that I'm going to be working with. This will be the second client in a high-rise building, Ron. And she saw our work, we did it about a year and a half ago. She just bought a unit. And she wants to put down an epoxy coating rather than carpet or wood or in the common areas, living room, dining room, you know, the whole apartment. And she wants to do this epoxy. We're going to make it look basically like a almost like a stone look. I mean, it's going to have just a real kind of a almost like a wavy sort of granite marble type of a look to it.
Right.
And she's going to dress it up with area rugs and that sort of thing. And I mean, it's going to look like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's doing it for two reasons. Number one, she likes the look. Number two, the windows in this particular high-rise building are always leaking. There's always water coming in. Anytime that rain and that wind-driven rain during a storm, you know, hits that building just right, there's always a little bit of water coming in. And so everybody in that building on that tier is always struggling with, you know, floor repairs and wet carpet, and they're constantly putting fans and drying things out. So we're going to do this epoxy, to your point. Once this thing goes in, I don't care how much water comes onto that floor. All she's going to do is take a paper towel or a mop, whatever it is, depending on how much, and just wipe it up, and she's done.
Yep. That's excellent.
So, you know, and it's becoming an interesting option. I introduced it a year ago to this one client. He showed all of his neighbors. Now she's interested, and now it's becoming, you know, sort of this thing.
You're going to do the whole building?
Probably, yeah. And it's a great option for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a permanent solution.
Yeah. That's excellent. So then if you're putting these flooring down, epoxy flooring, the laminate flooring, is there a place you can maybe get some cleaners that is going to take care of all that stuff?
Yeah, we seem to know a place.
Really?
I think so.
Does this place have, like, does that cleaner work on all of these products, or is there an individual cleaner for each, like laminate floor, wood floor, epoxy flooring?
Yeah, there's five of them, actually.
There's five?
There's five different cleaners. That
depending on the floor?
Right, depending on the floor or the surface, yeah, that we know where they can get it.
Really?
Where? Yeah.
Where might that be?
I think it's MrFloor.com.
Oh, MrFloor.com,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what, for our listeners, if you go and you call and you use a promo code. What was that promo code?
Robbie.
Oh, nice.
Robbie. Yeah, Robbie, you're going to get a nice healthy discount.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's there's really good products. Actually, the listeners have been purchasing, and we've getting a lot of good feedback. So,
yeah, that's cool. And the other thing is, if they happen to have you do the floor installation, you get a little sample pack coming too, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, clients will get a nice little care pack from us, and depending on what we installed for them, they'll get that cleaner that corresponds to the surface that we just worked on for you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Awesome.
Well, there we go. Mr.'s Floor. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Go to MrFloor.com for more information. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.